Cliff Hudson started playing guitar in college. He was passionate about playing, even after graduating and enlisting in the Marine Corps. While serving in Iraq in 2005, his father-in-law sent him the perfect care package.
He had heard somewhere that another guy had bagpipes, and he said, well, if that guy can have bagpipes, then my future son-in-law can most certainly have a guitar to take over there. And I did not realize how much I had longed to be able to play guitar and to write music and do things like that until I actually had the smell of the cedar and could feel the six strings on my fingertips.
Cliff's guitar became a rallying point and a source of much-needed distraction for his fellow soldiers.
We play stuff and just take requests, and 9 times out of 10 it turned into guys making up little songs to berate one another with and just kind of sit there and have a little relaxation, a comical moment out of the stress of the day.
Josh Rivak, another soldier, turned to music for a different kind of therapy. He used it to mourn. Just 2 weeks into his first deployment, one of his good friends, Timothy Haslett, was killed by a roadside bomb.
It was just a blow, a hard blow, and the guitar's always been there for me, you know, when nobody else was. It was all I knew how to do. It was almost like a reflex.
Josh wrote a song for his friend and played it at his memorial. Everyone was touched. So much that Josh was asked to play at the next memorial and the next.
It wasn't just another Army event where you just sit at attention and choke your way through it. It was more like an outlet, like I believe it's supposed to be.
You called your name again, so I can't pretend that you're not gone.
In June 2006, Josh was wounded. Sitting in the hospital, thinking of his fallen friends, he wrote the song Empty Boots.
Let your voice be heard, every silent word you say.
Many artists on the To The Fallen Records label say the power of their music has little to do with skill. For Cliff and Josh, their guiding principle is a simple one: 3 chords and the truth. Cliff explains.
You can know all the chords and know all the riffs and know all the jams and be able to play and everything, and that's fine. But when it all comes down to it, 3 chords and the truth is really all you need.
This simple approach makes the music evocative for any listener. In fact, Rivak says it can help people understand what it's like on the front lines.
People want to be able to relate. They want to be able to empathize. They don't know what to do when they see soldiers who have experienced these horrible things. And music has been huge to people. It's told them a story where a conversation wouldn't. It speaks from the heart.
Sometimes their hearts break, but they've just got to carry on.
It was the sacrifice and dedication of his fellow soldiers that led Chad Van Rice to write this song, The Veterans. It also inspired him to sign up for 3 tours in Iraq. For Intern Edition, I'm Elliot Ward.
Info